Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Wednesday Wisdom Radio with Deborah Leanne. And I would like to wish everyone a wonderful equinox. And the Jewish holiday season has also begun, Yom Kippur. So I would just like to take a moment and recognize the beauty of this time of year, the meaning behind the days and nights being close to equal in length right now, and how that affects our physical bodies and how we can actually tune into that to support us mentally, spiritually, energetically, emotionally. So to begin, just as every other time, since I don't know where everyone has come from before listening to this show or where everyone might be heading off to, or what they might currently be in the middle of, let's just tune in and get present. And we'll begin by some deep, beautiful breathing all the way down to our lower abdomen and into our back. So join me if you have a chance and opportunity to do so right now. And part of this is to actually either move your seat, your bottom in your seat, back and forth, shift your hips to feel that energy gathering in your pelvic bowl, and allow your feet to connect to the ground. And especially during this time of such high energetic shifts going on, it's important for us to remember our grounding. And there is a lot going on planetary-wise, energetic-wise. I believe that we're actually kind of being rewired for a new, higher, the most recent upgrade of the human species. So as all of that is going on in our systems, it might feel chaotic. So let's just allow the connection to Mother Earth to be so strong that we know that we're safe. And there's something about cueing our body and our system to safety by moving back and forth to the right and left with our hips. It cues our body to safety because we're not getting ready to run and we're not getting ready to fight. We actually are being almost rocked into a lull of safety. And the other thing I would love to do in terms of centering is to bring all of our awareness as much as possible to this time of present, this moment for the next few minutes to just be here, just allow whatever is going to happen in the next 30 minutes to be there waiting for us, whatever happened up until this moment to be where it is in the past, and be totally tuned in to what is right now. And it is only from this moment of now that we are in our most physically present and divinely connected self. So we just shut down all of the places where we're wanting to scatter our energy, send our heart cords out or whatever, and just call all of that back to us. Allowing those pieces of ourself to fall into place wherever they need to settle, We don't need to pay attention to that. It'll happen automatically. And welcoming all of our attention and power and energy and soul and heart back into this precious body, this energetic space. And the third step of calling in our divine connection, whatever that may be, and just allowing it to flow, just like standing under a shower, allowing it to just pour into us and around us, opening up the center of our head so that it can go in and spiral through our system as well, not just externally, even though that's a lovely thing to be washed, cleansed on the outside with our divine energy, but let it sink in through your skin into your system where it can just massage our organs, massage any nerve endings, and allow that beautiful comfort, that beautiful feeling of, it's almost like a bliss. It's that feeling of love that comes in from the divine that we forget so often is always there for us to just tune into and allow and receive. And from this place of grounding and centering and hooked up to our divine energy tools and our Mother Earth energy tools, we just let that energy run through us. And we can be in this moment and just receive whatever bits of wisdom might want to settle into you today. My cat has something to say about that. So as we tune in to what is going on in this moment in terms of the energy of the equinox, there's something really beautiful about knowing that nature is at this equilibrium place. And even then, it's not equal balanced, right? Our days and nights are already shifting more towards longer nights, and the days are beginning to get shorter. And the sunrises and the sunsets are so spectacular and allowing us to see this is who we are, that beautiful blend of light and dark, that beautiful blend of doing and being. Those bright colors, as the sun goes down and the night sky welcomes it, oh my God, that is who we are. That is God shining through us every time we take note of that. And that beauty is just reflecting our beauty out into the world. So enjoy those moments of kind of a light show that Mother Nature is putting on for us, that God is putting on for us. And allowing ourselves to truly take a moment, a pause, and recognizing the beauty is really important. It's the same in our life. Recognizing the mystery and the infinity and the beauty of each moment is difficult for us to do as human beings. And we're not meant to sit around and meditate all the time. Yet every time we do, just take a moment and tune in and settle our system and realize that we're part of this beautiful, vast universe, it makes everything in our life fall into place in a different way. It makes the importance of what we think all of these activities are to kind of fall into where they really are in terms of importance. And I don't know how to say it in the way I want. I want to have an analogy for you, and it's not coming at the moment, but it's about very much the being still and allowing the doing to fall away. We'll be active in no time. We'll get back up and do whatever we need to do. Yet the tuning in to what's going on in our inner world is crucial for us to get to the place of being even more effective, efficient, more creative, more responsive, more able to deliver our service, our product to the world when we have these moments of tuning in. So there's a beautiful blend of the doing and being, a beautiful blend of the masculine and the feminine, a beautiful blend of giving and receiving. And for what I'm noticing now, that seems to be one of the most underutilized, underrecognized, it's more of a forgetting. It's neglected of our power, especially of feminine power. We give and give and give and give, and yet it's so difficult for us to receive. And think about it. If somebody offers us an offer to help, how we're always like, oh, I've got it. Thanks so much. Very rarely do we just say, oh, thank you so much. I'd really appreciate that. We can't even hardly accept compliments. A simple gesture that someone might say, you look really nice today. And we're like, ugh, yeah, yeah, I really need a haircut or whatever. You know, I mean, we toss it back. We almost take their compliment and step on it, and we can't even allow it in to us. So this doing and being, this giving and receiving, the blending of the equal parts of night and day and light and dark. How can we be both and? We've heard that phrase now for, let's see, when did I first hear it in the business world? Six or so years ago. And when it comes to making a decision between this or that, there's a lot of wisdom at looking at, can we do both? How can we collaborate between these two seemingly paradoxical opposites? And where can we collapse this duality that we're seeing as we can't do this if we do this? And that's going on within us right now as well. So an example would be, I posted this the other day, that spending 15 minutes outside every day is really crucial for our health, our wellness, our focus. And if you think you don't have time for that, then you need to spend an hour outside every day. And I loved that meme. To me, that was so brilliant. And it goes along with one of the phrases that I actually tell myself and my children and my clients, to go slow. Slow down to get more done. And that's really goes against what we're typically used to doing, is that we have to rush and we have to try to do 30 things in the next, 8 hours. And what if we did 3 things and we did them really, really well? And then, you know what? Probably another 20 things would get done as well. But it doesn't matter, because we've done these things so well that we don't have to go back around and do them again. Or our focus is so laser and clear that we can truly put steps into play that are actually collapsing some of those 30 things and making 3 or 4 or 5 things get done at the same time by just handling one inspired action. It's hard to hear our wisdom, our inspiration come through when we're so busy. And one of the things that also seems to be a paradox is being special And how do I show my unique brilliance and then fit in? Because we want so much to belong. Brené Brown says that's it's actually one of our human needs to belong, and it's universal. And we are afraid that if we are our unique self and we act our weird, odd, geeky, nerdy, whatever we've been maybe called somewhere in our lives, and we kind of carry that label around, but if we come from that place, that we'll be considered weird and odd and geeky. And you know what? It's exactly the opposite. More and more, the more we show our unique colors and open our hearts and come from our unique and beautiful essence, people are drawn to that. It's so rare. They want to connect. They feel they can trust us. And this is so difficult for many women to do, is to really let their hair down, whether it be to truly state, you know what, I need some help, or to ask for mentoring or coaching. We're afraid that if we say, you know what, I need some more time on this project, or I need to take a day off and handle some stuff, that we'll be looked at as weak, incapable, unprofessional. And when we don't put ourselves as our number one person that we're advocating for, if we don't put ourselves out front and we crash and burn, that's when we are being unprofessional. That's when we can't deliver what we say we're going to do. And we know. We get the intuitive hit before that happens to slow down, to sleep in, to rearrange a meeting so that you can just go inward and get clear before you take that next big step. There's so many ways that our body and our intuition and our wisdom tries to catch us. And sometimes it means that they have, you know, something drastic has to happen. Like we have to get really, really sick. Or we need to, I have a really dear friend who had a really tragic car accident with brain damage. And what it has allowed her to do is to be so still because she couldn't move. And she's writing prolifically now. She's tapped into a whole nother level of her genius. Same with my daughter. You know, she's a very gifted athlete, yet her body has told her again and again, you're pushing me too far. So she's had a couple knee surgeries, three. She's had to look at so many ways and so many messages that her body keeps trying to talk to her. And sometimes she doesn't listen. And then she pays. So there's this beauty in looking at what we don't want to look at, in getting to know and be actually friends with our shadow parts of ourselves. The light shadows, the stuff that we may not want to own that's brilliant about us, and the dark shadows, the things that we don't even want to look at because it's not pretty. And we all have both. So another piece around this equinox time is, since our days are getting shorter, to me that indicates that the doing, the masculine, the forward moving, the I guess the more action-oriented parts of our world might want to slow down some. Because the night, the dark, the feminine, the yin, the receptive piece, this is the time to maybe spend more time maybe an extra hour, because our dark comes so much quicker in the evening, not in front of a television, but reading a book that inspires us, doing an art project, being in some kind of a circle or a community where we can truly open up to what is wanting to be shared within us. It could also mean just taking the evening in a way that is allowing more pleasure. So what would that look like? Would that be taking a dance class? Would that be cooking really luscious meals that you so enjoy? What could you do to slow down and enjoy the longer night as it continues to grow? What if it were to look back at the year, be grateful for all the lessons, and to start looking at what do I want to birth next year? And allowing the inspiration and allowing our inner voices to be heard. And this is so hard for many of us to slow down enough to go inward, to just sit with our inner highest self and just ask and wait for an answer. We're not very patient, are we? And yet it takes 9 months for a baby. You know, from the time we find out we're pregnant, it's so exciting, but we need that full amount of time to really get used to that whole shift in our body. And we are so quick in this microwave, instant download from Netflix. We don't have to wait for anything anymore. And that has actually kind of worked against us in terms of wanting something and allowing it to come in its own time. So the curious piece for me with all of you would be, what are you experiencing during this hyper crazy, one of the dualities I didn't mention was the political scene. And they are very much like night and day. You would never know that we have one country with such divisive, not able to really hear and understand the other side between our political parties. There's such hatred and a lack of shared perception around so many of the issues that it makes dialogue between neighbors, family members, colleagues, makes it kind of tricky. Yet we aren't going to get to where we want to go as a country if we don't all come together. There has to be a new way of talking and hearing and asking questions and learning and being open, just like our inner dialogue, that we need to begin a deeper relationship with that. That's what we need to start looking at outside of us as well. So we have a lot of, some people would call them challenges or lessons or new ways of trying on different different parts of ourselves that maybe we had forgotten about. And when we're in a conversation that feels like it's starting to get divisive, to truly listen and connect to the compassion to that human being, feeling the way they do and allowing them to be that way. And not about sharing their perspective, and it's not about making them see things from our perspective, but it's about how can we reach across and hold their hand and still feel connected to them, even though we look at things so differently. So this equinox to me feels really, really magical and very deep and like a portal that we're entering into of a lot of inner work, introspection, and I believe a lot of creative expression from that. Not from our mind, not from our ego, but a creative expression through whatever art form of who you really are and what really wants to come through you. And this is so needed at this time. If we all did this work, I wonder where our world would be. I wonder how our country could be healed. I wonder how it would change the way people talk about each other in the political ads. I wonder if it would change some of the lack of tolerance between the different races and religions and cultures and countries. And I'm just going to be curious about that, and I'm going to go in and do my own inner work. I've just started doing some coloring of mandalas and a variety of new coloring books that I got recently, and I have to tell you, it is so relaxing, and I don't feel like I need to create anything new, and it's just such a beautiful way for me to just allow what wants to come through me, even if it's just choosing the colors and what the design will look like when it's when it goes from black and white to full color. Because this is who we are. We're moving into a more full color version of ourselves. Are you ready? Are you ready? And if you're looking for a guide or someone to walk with on this journey, I would love to connect with you. I'm honored and blessed each time someone says that they are ready to step deeper into themselves. And they've asked me to support them on that journey. So I'm going to be offering a new schedule that's open for 30-minute to 45-minute energy sessions. And because I'm just graduating with a new tool that I'm so curious about using a lot more outside of the safe practice with my practice group for the last 9 months, it's time. It's time for more of us to play in this arena. And I'd be honored to play with you. And so if you are interested or curious, connect with me at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com or on my Facebook page at The Synergized Leader or Synergy Leader at Synergy Leader on Twitter. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take excellent care. Till our next time together. Happy Equinox.